Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back, Richard. It's another week, another series of podcasts that we get to do, but this week is going to be a bit of a hodgepodge.
It's an amalgam.
We're gonna do a bunch of different things.
Right.
I like amalgam. That's a good word.
Well, it's a hodgepodge.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not really connected. Yeah. Last week we did a theme.
We did a theme last week, right?
Emotion, right.
But this week we're going to do just a bunch of different articles that right. we saw over the course of the last week or mm-hmm. so, and we're going to talk about them a little bit because there's some pretty interesting
right.
information that came out.
These are little things that struck our fancy as we were looking through the literature and seeing what's going on in the world.
Right, right.
And we especially like this first one.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the first article that we're going to talk about this week comes from Inc.com.
Inc.com. I don't know Inc.com.
You know, I think I subscribe to, you know how things like that happen. Something cool comes up and you're like, oh, I'd like to get some more stuff. I'm going to subscribe to their RSS feed. And then all of a sudden, you're getting stuff. But I think I got it from Flipboard, actually, that little curator app okay. thing. But anyways, the article says, is entitled, 89% of parents would have emotionally healthier kids if they stop this one habit.
And this strikes us, strikes a chord close to home.
Right.
Because of our book, How to Raise an Emotionally Healthy Child. So
right.
anytime we see a reference to this,
yeah.
We take a closer look at it.
Absolutely.
This was especially useful.
Yeah, because this fits into this section, the next section of our book that we're actually mm-hmm. in the process of finishing up.
Mm-hmm.
But this one was written by Minda Metlin, Zetlin, mm-hmm. Zetlin. And what she's talking about is the study that was published recently that shows that 11% of parents
mm-hmm.
who adjust and stop doing this one thing
right.
Tend to have healthier kids that are have fewer behavior problems.
And she calls it a habit, right?
Right.
This one, if they stop this one habit.
Right, mm-hmm. right. So now, a few things about the study. It was a relatively small study.
Right.
You know, relatively meaning there was only about 170 households that were looked at, and these are two-parent households, so they had some pretty strict requirements,
mm-hmm.
because I'm going to say, you know, interestingly enough, after I said it, I can't believe I said that trying to only include two-parent
right.
households is kind of a strict strict inclusion
criteria. Mm-hmm.
But they had 170 families that they looked at,
mm-hmm.
and they were looking at the behavior of parent technology use.
Parent technology use.
Right. More specifically, parent phone use.
Right. And so because we spend most of our time hearing about how kids are addicted to their devices
mm-hmm.
and what consternation that's causing parents.
Yeah.
So here, this one is parents using electronic devices.
Yes.
Interesting twist.
It is. And so what this study looked at is the behaviors of the parents during interactions with their kids. And what they found is that parents who, during time when they should be spending with their kids, they're looking at their phones, they're checking emails, they're kind of browsing around, listening to voicemails, and those kinds of things.
You know, I'm going to have to write these things down because, you know, there are some people who never stop using their phones.
Right.
I mean, whatever they're doing, they're also doing their phone.
Right.
And then there are those like me who I really don't use it when I'm talking to people. Even
right.
if I get a call, I'll wait and call the person back.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't interrupt conversations
right.
With my phone.
Right.
And so there's some spectrum of
mm-hmm.
mega users and occasional users.
Right.
And I think this is about people who interrupt
mm-hmm.
their attention giving
right.
to attend to their phones.
Right. Right.
Interesting.
Right. And so they looked
findings.
At those behaviors, and then they compared or sort of correlated that,
mm-hmm.
The frequency of parent phone use and that distraction with parent-reported behavioral issues in the kids.
Right.
And they found that those people who are more prone to being
on their phone were prone to being interrupted or allowing themselves to be interrupted with their phone, right, reported more behavioral issues in their kids.
Right.
Now, there's a lot of things to talk about.
With a lot of other variables, right, but...
Yeah, but it's an interesting finding, and it's not... I don't really think it's surprising.
I'm not, because pre-cell phone use, parents who didn't attend to their children sufficiently reported more behavior problems.
Right.
I mean, it's that we're not attending sufficiently to our kids.
Right.
Doesn't matter why.
Right.
The issue is attention.
Right.
You know, which is what's interesting to us, because that's chapter two of the book.
Right. Or section two.
Right.
Section two of our book is attention. Right. And that's what we're finishing up now. And so, you know, since we found this, we're going to be able to kind of...
This has
find
to be
ways
added.
To include this in. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the issue is that we don't really know what the types of behaviors are that they're reporting. You know, parents could be reporting that, well, my kid has more behavioral issues. Well, it's because the parent is busy on their phone and the kid is trying to get their attention.
Right.
Saying, hey, mom. And mom's looking on Facebook.
Right.
And so now all of a sudden he has a behavioral issue because he keeps interrupting. He keeps, you know.
Stop interrupting me.
Right. And so... But that's not really a behavioral issue, but the parent would report it as a behavioral issue. And so we don't know if that kind of phenomenon or that kind of variable is at play here. But it doesn't really matter, because the bottom line is that the parent and kid aren't interacting.
That's right. And one wonders if they're talking about the behavioral reaction to the child seeking the parent's attention.
Right.
The parent keeps pushing the child away. Wait, just give me a minute. Not now. You know, you're interrupting me. Or if and so the child gets angry and, and behaves badly.
Right.
Or if it's overall behavior,
right,
general behavior that worsens over time. And that we don't know.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
But we do know that there's some change in behavior that is now correlated with parents using their phones, attending to their phones instead of their children.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we got to go in and I want to actually go in and find this article, the actual research study.
Where was it published? Did they say?
They don't really, I don't think that they,
I don't
she doesn't say specifically, but there's, it seems to be, I think it's Child Development, so, which would be which is a massive publication. So if that's where it is, that would be great, because that means it's pretty high quality research. And so we're going to go in and we're going to read
that. Is that a special issue?
I don't know.
I have to read that. Keep that. Yeah.
So we're going to go in and read it a little bit more. But the reason we're talking about this article from Inc. is because this author, this writer comes up with some pretty interesting strategies that parents can use to overcome some of these issues.
Right.
Mm-hmm. One of the things she talks about is stacking your phone.
Right.
Which I think is a cool idea.
I had never heard of that. You know, when I first saw this, what is stack your phone?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of derived from, she talks about Silicon Valley, that over out there they do this. But basically what happens is when you all sit down to interact or to have dinner or something like that, everybody sort of puts their phones in the middle of the table and nobody's allowed to get their phone until the end of the meal. Now, that's derived from which I think is a really cool idea. Everybody puts their, you know, if you're at a dinner meeting or something like that, everybody puts their phones in the middle. The first person to reach for their phone and take their phone is the one that has to pay the bill.
Right.
That's
that's a deterrent.
I know some people that I would really like to start going out to dinner with, because I would never have to
pay
for a meal
again. Right. No, I'd never have to pay. It used to be the senior member picked up the check, whatever the senior member was. But I really like this idea.
Yeah.
And interesting that it comes from Silicon Valley, where they created these things to begin with. And even they're aware of the problems that they're occurring.
Yeah.
How do you do that at home?
So you do it at home in much the same way. So you sit down to have dinner.
Yeah.
Well, you probably wouldn't have the or unless you have the first person to grab for their phone has to do the dishes.
That's what I'm doing tonight. That's what I was just going to say.
Yeah.
I am doing that tonight. Because I tried to make the kitchen table a phone-free zone, which I think is number two or three.
Yeah.
And that didn't work, of course. So I think we're going to do the dishes. I think we're going to put our phones in the table.
That'd be awesome.
And whoever grabs first gets to do dishes.
You got to let me know how it goes.
I'll report it tomorrow morning.
So the next one, number two, is to plan a tech timeout. Now, we've talked about this before, but you just plan times, schedule these times throughout the week or on different days, mm-hmm. that, okay, no technology during this time frame. So right. we only interact face-to-face. We, mm-hmm. this may be board games. This may be, well, right. number three is to go out into nature. So that this could be times when we go outside, go out and, you know, do things in, with nature, or, you know, go for a walk, go mm-hmm. for a hike, go for a bike ride, mm-hmm. anything like that. But it's these are tech-free times.
Right, right. My daughter and I went for a walk on Saturday. We were home. Right. The rest of the family was out. She and I were home. Went for a walk. No phones. And it was the most glorious, probably, hour that I had all week. Just yeah. just the two of us. And we talked. And neither one of us had a phone.
Right.
And it was really, really neat.
Yeah.
Walking around the lake outside. Yeah. Yeah. And I highly recommend that parents try to make that time. Go yeah. outside without your device. Just be with your kids.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Or yeah. your partner.
Yeah. Their third one is to get out in nature, mm-hmm. and this goes along with the podcast that we did a couple weeks ago,
yeah.
called Forest right. Bathing, mm-hmm. and she actually mentions in here forest bathing.
Does she?
That it, it's
yeah, forest
really,
bathing.
Right.
P-A-T-H-I-N-G.
Just getting out and sort of being immersed in nature. Right.
Yeah, there's something about nature that mm-hmm. is restorative.
Right, mm-hmm. right. And you know, right. We live here in Central Florida, and there's lots of nature mm. walks, and there's lots oh, yeah. of little trails and places mm-hmm. that you can go hiking and walking, right. mm-hmm. and so do that, you know, right. do that maybe a couple of times a week. Just get out and walk around, and you know, leave your I know people won't leave their phones in the car, they won't leave their phones at home, because that little voice in the back of their head's going to say, well, what if what something if? Happens and you have to be able to call? Yeah, that's fine. But if so, turn the phone off and put it in your pocket or something like that, so that That's at least right. you don't get distracted by it or anything like that.
Right. Yep.
Yep.
I like this.
So.
But the point is attention.
Right.
When you're with your children, attend to them, and we discuss that in, yeah. in the second part of our book. Is what does it mean to pay attention to your children?
Right.
You know? And yeah. that's what this is really addressing.
Yeah, because it's not just being present. Right. You have to be engaged, mm-hmm. and that engagement is what's really important.
Yeah, sitting in the room on your phone,
yeah,
it's not being yeah. with anybody.
And but parents say it all the time.
Yeah, but I'm there. Say,
but I'm right there. Yeah. I'm like yeah. sitting right there.
I'm
while
just working on my iPad, and he's yeah. right there. You know.
Yeah, but you're not available.
You're not available, and you're not attending.
So, all right. I hope that helps.
I like this one.
So we'll be back. We'll have the link to the article in the show notes so that you can check it out yourself and read this great. And follow us. There's some different links about some of these things, so it'll be great. So, all right. Well, that's it for today. Until next time, stay happy. Stay healthy.
Stay healthy and forget to be afraid.
Do that.